From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Public uproar is growing over migrant families being separated at the southern border, and congressional Republicans are shifting focus to a new plan to end the separations. The Department of Homeland Security said Tuesday that more than 2,300 children were separated from their parents between May 5th and June 9th. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
With President Trump due at the Capitol tonight, a GOP source says House leaders are tweaking their immigration legislation to loosen rules limiting how long minors can be held at the border. It would instead let them be detained longer, but with their parents. The shift comes with lawmakers from both parties angry over images of kids being taken from parents. The president says it does need to change.
We got to stop separation of the families.
But also says the U.S. cannot do what it used to, let those families simply come into the country illegally.
Politically correct or not, we have a country that needs security.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
China on Tuesday threatened what it called comprehensive measures in response to President Trump's new tariffs on imported Chinese goods, raising the possibility that it might target operations of American companies. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro.
If they thought that they could buy us off cheap with a few extra products sold and allow them to continue to steal our intellectual property and crown jewels, that was a miscalculation.
Navarro speaking to reporters in a conference call on Tuesday at the White House. He says the White House has given China every opportunity to change its, quote, aggressive behavior. This is VOA News. Russia has announced retaliatory measures